Robbie had a bit too much to do second half?
I thought we were still in the game. I know the first half wasn't good enough, really. But I said to the lads, the first goal is all important now, and we got that next goal. And at 2-1, then we're right back in the game. And then, obviously, then the next goal is really important as well, and they got that. It's all ifs, buts and maybes, but I don't feel, you know, I said, like, somewhere around the country today, someone will come back from 2-0 down. Let's try and make that us. And we had a right good go.
So you saw the response that you were looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone would disagree. In the second half, you saw a really positive, hard-working group of players that gave everything to try and get back in the game. I thought every single player did. And, you know, we got back in it at 2-1. That got the fans going, and the place was rocking. And then, you know, for us to get done in the way we did with the third goal was obviously frustrating. And possibly then that was too much. But the lads kept going again and got another one back. And, you know, I can't fault their attitude, their commitment. You know, they stayed together as a team under difficult circumstances, and I was really proud of them in the second half.
And how have the last 10 days or so been, however long it's been, with the two games and obviously looking after it yourself? It looks like things now are going to happen over the weekend or at the start of next week. Has this been the experience you wanted?
It's been a great experience for me. Ultimately, points are what matter at this level, and we haven't got enough over the two games. That frustrates me, and that will probably frustrate me for quite a long time as well, selfishly. But from the point of view of the club, I feel that we've tried to stabilise things as best as possible. We've worked really, really hard as a group of staff and the players to be really professional, think about the next day, the next game, and we've done that. And the next person that takes over will inherit a really good group of people as well as a group of players talent wise, and the second half performance shows that. It's just a shame that we didn't get the points, but you know, I'll take a little bit of time to reflect on it myself, and overall though it's been an amazing experience. I've enjoyed almost every minute of it, and yeah, hopefully it can happen again in the future at some stage.
And are you clear, that we're waiting for the announcement from the club in due course, and I don't want you to speak out of turn, but are you clear about what's going to happen going forward now? You're going to be around and involved in it.
I hope so. The person that comes in now will obviously have a say in things as well, I would have thought, because that person will want people that they can work with, they can trust as well. I've committed myself to this football club and said that I'll work and give everything to this football club. Yes. And, you know, I hope that's the case.
That's what I want to get to. You want to be part of it.
Of course, so, yeah. Of course.
So you're just waiting now for to be told officially where you stand on it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's it now. We'll wait and see what the next couple of days bring. See, I've got to try and reflect on this game now as well. And we've got to do things right because, as I say, nothing's been done as yet, as far as I know.
Absolutely.
So we've still got to carry on until we're told otherwise.